So in relation to Foundation Day, this is the second lecture. So Chonyeonguk Foundation Day and four-dimensional registration. So I don't know how the translation is, but four-dimensional registration. And Foundation Day, we study that it's in the place of completion of restoration. And now we will study how the Foundation Day applies to the blessed families. It's four-dimensional registration. So first, registration, Old Testament age, second, New Testament age, third, completed Testament age. Fourth is the age of the fourth Adam, new completed Testament age, and registration into that era. So on Foundation Day, how can we do the four-dimensional registration? Through many proclamations, True Father have decided for us. So from 2011, so President Hyungjin Moon attended True Father very closely, and his title, what is his title? It's the World President. And he's also the pastor of Cheonbokgung. But even more than those work, he thinks his greatest mission is to attend to parents, and he has many realizations. One of the core is, so in relation to today's lecture, it's that the heavenly family is needed for the Foundation Day. And in order to complete the heavenly family, God has God's role, God's responsibility. True Father has True Father's responsibility. True Mother has her responsibility. But in order to complete the four-position foundation, what's needed? There has to be children. Right? There has to be true parents who resemble God, and there has to be children who resemble true parents. They have to form couples, and then true parents are couples, God's a couple, and true children also couples. So when those three generations are vertically one, that's when Foundation Day is possible. And heavenly family is possible. And in that heavenly family, the couple, that's vertical one, there's Cain and Abel couple, they have to become one. And that frame, when that framework is confirmed, it can be extended to Chonyeonguk. So content for this lecture is how four-dimensional registration is possible, how it comes about, how heavenly family can be completed. We'll study the process. So already heavenly family finished its completion. So we'll study whether it's for real. So the biggest ceremony on Foundation Day will be God's holy wedding. So as I mentioned, the biggest ceremony on Foundation Day, the core ceremony, will be first God's wedding. Second, it's a re-blessing of blessed families. And third, it's God's coronation ceremony. And then the era of God's direct dominion can be started. So first is God's holy wedding. So God's wedding. This year, January 12th, Father mentioned this in specific. And re-blessing of blessed families. After God's wedding, in the secular world law, what does God have to do? He has to register marriage. So there's the registration of the marriage. And after God's marriage registration, after that, what do the blessed families have to do? They have to register their birth. It becomes possible. So blessed families, first, on foundation day, after receiving the re-blessing, they have to register their birth. It's registering as God's direct children. And we are part of the Cain realm. And we are reborn as God's direct children, and we register that birth, and at the same time, on the same day, so the re-blessing we receive have two meanings. So in addition to the registration of birth, we have to register our marriage as well. So we receive the blessing four times already. So in the place of completion of restoration, so we will have, we hold the ceremonies of rebirth and marriage at the, on the same day. So that's marriage registration through God's blessing. So we receive the blessing from two parents, and after, and then we receive the blessing from parents of heaven and earth. And on Foundation Day, we'll receive the blessing from two parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. And it's the wedding of God of night and day. And so the who are the people that will be officiating our blessing? It's God of night and day, two parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. And we will receive the re-blessing under God's officiation. This is right. Isn't the officiator important too? So in the secular world, when they marry, they try to invite someone important. So the officiator of the foundation day blessing will be God. So God's wedding, God's blessing, at the perfection level of perfection stage, we will remarry, and through that, we will do the marriage registration. So, do you understand? So this lecture will summarize very simply the conclusions of what we've been studying. So there's three ceremonies. One, God's wedding. Second, re-blessing of blessed families. Third, God's coronation ceremony. And then we will enter the era of God's direct dominion. So Foundation Day, there will be many ceremonies, but providentially the most important three are these three. So I'm trying to make it very simple. There will be other ceremonies, but three main ones. So we'll study this tomorrow, this one, Free Ideal World. Foundation Day and Free Ideal World. So I'm just using this word. I'm going to explain it tomorrow, but you know, I want to introduce it today, Free Ideal World. So what is Foundation Day? It's when the wedding of God of night and day is held. And through the Origin Division Union action, the Trinity can be united. There's the coronation ceremony of God of night and day, and so coronation ceremony of two parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. So heavenly family will start on that day. So there's the four position foundation. After the holy wedding, as a result of that, heavenly family, heavenly children can be born. And when the heavenly family completes, there is Cain and Abel. And with these Cain and Abel children, there can be the four-dimensional registrations, the era of dominion, direct dominion. So God's heavenly family, so Abel type and Cain type heavenly family will have four position foundation. And the substantial Chanilguk will start, and it will be centered on God and true parents. So God of night and day. And that is Foundation Day. And that world is the free ideal world. It's a free ideal world. What kind of world is that? One, it's the Garden of Eden where Adam and Eve, who did not fall, live. So, and second, Noah's flood judgment after the judgment. It's the world that God desired after Noah's flood judgment. And third, it's the world where God's purpose of creation is fulfilled. So freedom here, this is the freedom in the Garden of Eden before the fall. So it's different, slightly different from, you know, with the general understanding of freedom. But I'll explain more tomorrow. So God's wedding, holy wedding of true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind, it's the same thing. So there were three holy weddings. In 1960, there was the holy wedding. It's the formation stage. The first holy wedding. Second, in 2003. Sorry, this should be growth stage. Growth stage, second. And the holy wedding here is the holy wedding. So the first stage is a holy wedding of two parents. Second growth stage holy wedding is holy wedding of parents of heaven and earth. And third is the completion stage holy wedding to be held in 2013. So third holy wedding in 2013. That's the perfection stage. So it's holy wedding of true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. So true parents, true parents, parents of heaven and earth, and then true parents of humankind, heaven, earth, and humankind. So the first holy wedding was in 1960. So if you understand this a little more, we can understand our church level blessing and the national level blessing, what meaning it had. So when the first holy wedding was held, who was true father? True father was already the he was a divine representative of God already. And true father was the substantial being of God. That was the state father was in. So after the holy wedding, it's an individual perfection. So true father is 40 years old. So when he has the holy wedding, there was a ceremony. There was the engagement. March 1st was the engagement. So not the holy wedding itself, it's the engagement on March 1st. So incorporeal God, corporeal God, so incorporeal true father and substantial true father. It's the ceremony of them becoming one, achieving oneness. That was the first ceremony. So God and true father achieving oneness, that ceremony was held on March 1st. And then on March 16th was the holy wedding. So there were four ceremonies, but I'll explain just those two. So who is true mother? True mother is someone that father recreated. So who is true father? True father is the substantial being of God, and that substantial being of God, through the holy wedding, recreated true mother. follow. Consequently, even though there was a holy wedding in 1960, true mother and true father, their relationship is not a horizontal relationship, but it's a vertical relationship. So true mother did kyongbae to true father. They don't do kyongbae together, but true mother does kyongbae to true father. Until when? Until 2003. For 43 years, true mother did kyongbae to true father. And what does that what relationship does it represent? It's a vertical relationship. So in forming the vertical relationship, what's the core? It's the absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience. So we already studied these. So from then until God's wedding, true mother's, the way she goes until then is to achieve oneness in the vertical relationship with true father. So in morning I said it's following true father. So after this holy wedding, it was still a vertical relationship. Second, in the growth stage holy wedding held in 2003, there was the holy wedding of parents of heaven and earth. So parents of heaven and earth who opened the gate to heaven. So true father, who was true father then? True father was substantial being of God. And true mother, what was the course of true mother? So we studied this early morning today. So true mother was always following behind true father, but now true mother stands next to true father and then progresses to equal position and same position. And then in 2003, they achieved oneness, true mother and true father. So true father and true mother in 2003, when they held a holy wedding, true father and true mother, they achieved oneness. And through this holy wedding, true father and true mother, they became one. Since then, true mother did not do kyongbae to true father. From now, from 2003, since true father and true mother achieved oneness, both of them, in their relationship to God, they should do absolute faith, love, and obedience, and they should form a couple. There's the course of becoming one with God as a couple left. And for 10 years, until 2013. The course from 2003 to 2013 is, on top of true mother and true father and true mother achieving oneness, is to become one with God. So the way of true mother is to become the substantial being of God. In order to become the substantial being of God, the absolute standard on earth is true father. So no matter how difficult it is, and no matter how difficult it gets to accept it, accept the situation as a woman especially, even though she's faced with those situations, true mother has to have absolute faith in true father and invest everything to achieve oneness with true father. So 2013 now, the third holy wedding is the holy wedding of true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. So it's the third perfection stage holy wedding. So who is true father? True father is God's divine representative. He is God's substantial being. True mother also is God's divine representative and God's substantial being. The true father is the male, God's male substantial being, and true mother is God's female substantial being, and both true father and true mother are independent character of God. So this did not happen overnight. And that's why time was needed. So why didn't they hold the whole God's wedding back in 1960? If you ask that question, the answer is here. So true father and true mother, what happens? In 2012, March 4th, the conclusion of Women UN Foundation speech was that true father and true mother are, each one of them, both independent characters of God's single character. So God, God's 일성, God's single character, true mother and true father, they represent God's single character. They're independent though. So they represent the independent character. So it wasn't like this from the beginning. It became this way in 2012, in March, in the 20th anniversary of Women's Federation founding. So true mother is being like under true father. She is an independent character. So this is a really big proclamation. So now, God, true father, and true mother, three of them are united through the Virgin Divinity Union action, and they are one being. They're the union. And through that, the substantial Trinity is completed. It's God of night, God of day, combined is God of night and day, and that's origin, division, union, action. What this completion, how is the completion of it proclaimed? It's through the holy wedding. Through the holy wedding, this completion can be concluded. That's why there are three holy weddings. True parents, parents of heaven and earth, and true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. So three holy weddings. So this is a diagram of that. So in 2003, I do this diagram. But I showed it to other people for the first time in 10 years. So I didn't share this. So I made it in 2003, but I wasn't able to share it because I thought, you know, the members would not understand. So this is in Korean, but I didn't have time to redraw these, so they're still in Korean. So God's holy wedding, 1960, this is true parents' holy wedding, the first diagram, true parents' holy wedding in 1960. So God at the top, then Father, and Eve. So the relationship among God, true father, and true mother is vertical. So true mother cannot go to God directly. Even though the holy wedding was held, true mother can't go to God directly. So first, God has to become one with God, and true mother have to become one with Adam, father, who has to become one with God. So first, father and true father and God achieve oneness, and then second, it's mother, true mother and true father achieve oneness, and as a result of that, true mother can also become one with God. So during this period, true mother cannot have a direct relationship with God. This is after the first holy wedding in 1960. This is a relationship between God, true father, and true mother. And second, the true mother who is behind true father comes to the position next to true father. This happens in 2003 after the holy wedding of parents of heaven and earth. So in 2003. So looking at true mother's position, she was behind father, and she's moving, progressing to the position of next, standing next to father. So when she arrives, when she stands next to father through the holy wedding, true father and true mother achieve oneness. So the relationship changes to relationship between God and true parents, because true mother and true father became one together. And from then, as I mentioned, true mother did not do gyeongbae to true father. And as a result of that, finally, God and Adam in the Garden of Eden, God and Eve, in the Garden of Eden, they could return, they could go back to their relationship. This is the holy wedding of true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. So God has relationship with Adam, become one. God also has relationship with Eve. So perfected Adam and perfected Eve as independent characters of God's single character, they can become substantial beings of God. And after that, father and mother, when they achieve oneness in that position, God comes down vertically and three of them become one. This is God's wedding. Because of the fall, the stages of 1, 2, and 3 were needed. Had Adam and Eve not fallen, this would not be needed. This also would not be needed. It would have been this relationship from the beginning. But because of the fall, God sent true father, only true father, as the Messiah. So the relationship between father and Eve has to be a vertical relationship. And so until foundation day, it takes time to get to foundation day. So during break, someone asked the question, and I'm explaining now, this is why. So this position, from which place does this happen? It's in the place of completion of restoration, where there is no trace of the fall. It's a place of awareness for others, a place of completion of restoration before the commandment, do not eat. And in that place, formation, growth, and completion, so perfected Adam, who reached that level, and perfected Eve at that level, Mary. And when they marry attending God, that will be the holy wedding held on Foundation Day. The holy wedding of God of night and day. So, is the diagram good? I drew these 10 years ago. So I didn't draw this, I received something. I think it's really good. But us, as fallen human beings, before coming to the place of completion of restoration, we only studied this. So we didn't understand this. And instead, we only studied this. So true father and true mother, understanding that relationship was limited. So from here, through these stages, coming to this stage, how long did it take? It took more than 50 years. It took 52 years to come to this stage. So until this holy wedding, true father's main focus was to bring true mother to that position. So true mother gave birth to many children. And, you know, when they were several months old, when they were one, when they were two, how, you know, think how much those children wanted to play with true mother. But if true father came and says, true mother, let's go, then true mother has to go, even though the children are crying. Because during this time period, true mother's first mission is to achieve oneness with true father. So she has to live according to father's command. So even when she faced when she faces situations that with a human mind can't understand, true mother still has to become one with true father, and that was the greatest the first mission of true mother. And she has come to that position. She has fulfilled that mission. From this perspective, true father's life course, true mother's life course, we have to re-understand. If there was no fall, then it's simple from the beginning. If there were no fall, how many times does do Adam and Eve marry? Only once. So God's wedding and heavenly family, this is the four position foundation. So in 1960, true parents direct children, and here true parents of heaven and earth direct children in 2003, true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind direct children in 2013. So even true children, although they were born as direct children, they have to be reborn here. And they have to receive the and they also receive the true children, they also receive the 10.14 blessing and drank the holy wine. They have to. So true children also, although they were born as direct children, they're here and they have to be reborn here. And they have to be reborn here. Through God's blessing, we can be reborn as God's direct children. And of course, there's Cain and Abel. And from God, in the place of God's wedding, the place where we receive the re-blessing, so one, we are reborn as God's direct children. Two, we receive the blessing again. So the marriage blessing, what is the place of that marriage blessing? Again, it's the place of perfection level, perfection stage. So this I checked over and over with family department. And so this is understanding of President Hyung Jin-moon as well. It's not my personal understanding. So on Foundation Day, this is where we receive the re-blessing, number 5. Perfection level, perfection stage. Isn't this amazing?
Amazing.
So we are still lacking preparation to receive blessing at that perfection level, perfection stage. But why are we receiving the blessing in that position? Because true parents are at that stage. Because true parents invited us. Through that invitation, we can go to receive the blessing in that place. So there's nothing that we should be proud of. We can't be arrogant. We have to be more humble. And we have to become beings of self-awareness of others and really struggle and put effort to become, to be able to reach, to be worthy of that place. After receiving that blessing, I'm under God's direct dominion. I'm not going to go to church. Can you say that? So, don't even think about that in your dream. If you leave to your parents, there's nothing. But we are amazing people because we have true parents. So heavenly family, completion of heavenly family. So true parents, children, true parents of heaven and earth children, and children of true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. Until 2013, we received the church level blessing, national level blessing in 2000. And then from 2003 to 2013, after two parents had the second holy wedding, we received world level blessing and cosmic level blessing. So true parents, as true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind, when they have God's wedding, we will receive the blessing again. And this blessing is a blessing under as God as the officiator. And through this blessing, where God officiates, although we are a king type, we can become God's direct children, be reborn, and on that day, at the same time, we can also marry again, receive the blessing. So for those who already received blessing, but those people who are single, they are reborn as God's direct children. So this ceremony is also a Songhwa ceremony. So in that place where we receive the blessing directly from God is the perfection level of perfection stage. Isn't this exciting? Isn't your heart going to burst? Yeah. Let's give a round of applause for true parents so they can be healthy. So I explain all these. So stages of blessing and how that has progressed. So the first blessing that the first generation received was church level. Because there was no nation, they registered to the church. From 2000 to 2000, September 26, there was the four position foundation registration blessing. That was the national level blessing. And then from Korea, they received mission field assignment. They were assigned mission field. And after that, from 2003 to 2004, what blessing was it? It was the Chonhegu registration blessing. This was world level blessing. So we all received this. And here, true parents 10.14 cosmic blessing from 2009 to 2013. Originally three times, but there will be a fourth time. So this blessing is a cosmic level blessing. And this level extends to the spiritual world. So those who are blessed and have already went to the spirit world attended this blessing as well. So cosmic level blessing, afterwards we realized that this was blessing before any trace of the fall. So awareness of others before receiving the commandment to not eat. So we understand this now, right? So in order to erase the past, two parents gave this cosmic blessing. First, restore the human beings to the position before the receiving the commandment, and then giving the blessing. And then giving them refuge, and then blessing. So that refuge is... And then that's where we receive education again. And with education, we can enter the re-blessing of Foundation Day. And finally, the re-blessing of Foundation Day 2013. This is God's blessing. Through this blessing, we can register as God's direct children. We'll be registered as God's children. So in heaven's book of life, we will be recorded there. So in Germany, if you're born in Germany, and you report the birth of children to the government, and then you become German citizen, who protects that person? Then country, the Germany protects that person. So if you receive the Chonyuguk blessing, and if you register into Chonyuguk, then who will protect us? So Chonyuguk will protect us. Who is the king of Chonyuguk? It's God and true parents. So God of night and day, they are the king. So God of night and day will protect us. Why? Because we are citizens of his country. So this is something to be proud of. So there's nothing to fear. You know, God is my father. God is my our parents. So 천일국 and 팔정식. I'm sure we know 팔정식 well. 팔정식.
Establishment of a state. The day of settlement or establishment of a state.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, so I put 팔정식. So 팔정식, what is it? So vertical 8 stages, horizontal 8 stages, 64 stages, there are 64. And Satan's character is to dominate through separation. Two parents, through indemnity condition, push Satan back from the 64 stages. So this is to understand in that perspective. So 천일국 is where two people become one. So who are those two people? So there's two people in the eight stages: individual level, family level, tribal level, people level, national level, world level, cosmic level, and God's level. So two people becoming one in all the eight levels. In God's perspective, so I don't have a diagram due to time, but so from servant of servant, servant adopted son, stepson, real son, mother, father to God, the vertical eight stages, and the horizontal eight stages: individual, family, clan, people, nation, world, cosmos, and God. So it's the horizontal eight stages. So God's wedding. It's when God completed on the eight vertical stages and eight horizontal stages and holds the wedding. So this 64 stages, true parents pioneer the 64 stages, and each time father progressed each stage, father bequeathed us victory through the blessing. So what is the content of the inheritance? So if you look at the relationship between holy wedding and 팔정식, the first generation, the first blessing, the first generation received was church level blessing. Because there is no nation yet, so it was individual, family, tribe, people level blessing. So up to people level registration blessing, you register to the church. And then national level blessing, after receiving that, you can register on the national level. After receiving world level blessing, you can register on the world level. Cosmic blessing, cosmic level registration, and finally God's blessing, you can register so without any borderlines. All 64 stages is free to go. So four-dimensional registration, it's already been proclaimed when 2012, Heavenly Calendar, April 16th, in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, Father proclaimed. First dimensional registration was Old Testament age. Second, New Testament age. Third is complete Testament age, and the fourth dimensional registration is the age of God. And you can register as the four dimensional registration is registering as God's direct children. So heavenly family centered on God, you're registering as the children. So for registration, there is order. So heavenly family, Abel type, heavenly family, two children register first, and then we register. How will that ceremony be held? So history of the providence toward God's holy wedding, to summarize it simply, two parents achieved ultimate unity, I explained. And last year, October 14th, proclamation of completion of restoration and Songhwa ceremony, I explained. And then true God and true parents, proclamation of completion of oneness of true God and true parents. And this year, March 15th, Adam and Eve achieved completion, unification, and oneness. Father proclaimed this. And on March 22nd, as I said, direct quote, Son Myung-moon and Hak Ja-han, who are the true parents, returned to the place of completion of restoration. They returned. This was proclaimed on top of these foundations. It's a four-dimensional registration was proclaimed in April 16th by Heavenly Calendar this year. So first, all of true parents' responsibilities are finished. So someone asked before, someone said, someone asked very cautiously, you know, if two parents go to the spirit world before Foundation Day, is there not a Foundation Day? But there will be, because two parents have completed everything. And because the spirit world and physical world are combined, are united as one, there is no separation. There's no separation for God and true parents. So even if true parents go to the spirit world first, the Foundation Day will continue. There is no break. It will be proclaimed, and we will receive God's blessing. So this is not a point that we have to worry about. So true parents, all their mission, all their responsibility have been finished. It's been officially proclaimed. And true parents and true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind have completely, entirely settled. This was also proclaimed. So our family, heavenly family, our family or heavenly family, we have seen completion and perfection. So Father proclaimed this. So our family, referring to the heavenly family. So when human portion of responsibility is fulfilled, it's 95% God's responsibility and 5% human responsibility. So that 95% is God of night, 5% is God of day, until to where? Until heavenly family is completed. So Heavenly Family, our family, saw completion and perfection, Father proclaimed. What does this mean? This is four position foundation. So God, true Father, true Mother, and 형제님 and 국제님, Father is proclaiming that they saw completion and perfection. And another thing, 국진 and 형진, two sons, Father said, 국진 and 형진, these two sons became one as Cain and Abel. Father proclaimed this. Officially proclaimed. So providence expands from one being to all beings. So this means that from now, number five, from now, blessed families have to achieve completion, reach perfection. And how can they do that? It's through true parents' portion of responsibility, 96%, and our responsibility, 4%. So here it's God 95% and true parents 5%. But when this applies to the blessed families, true parents' responsibility, God's responsibility is 96%, and our responsibility is 4%. Father says this to us. So sometimes it's 97% and 3%, at times even 98%, 2%. And God's portion of responsibility is God's responsibility and true parents' responsibility. They have fulfilled their responsibility in order for us to reach completion. So in a chart, it's this. So I mentioned it very briefly early this morning. So four-dimensional registration, understanding the registration using diagram. So Heavenly Family and two parents of heaven and earth and humankind, their relationship. So God, Adam and Eve, and then union. This is origin, division, union, action. So God of night, God of day, God of night and day. So this has been completed already. And then four position foundation in the middle. It's God, Adam and Eve, and children. So this is the children that are multiplication, beings of multiplication. So if you combine these two diagrams into one diagram, it's much easier to understand. So from these two diagrams, there's this diagram. So you can't find this in other books. So don't misunderstand. In order to help understand Foundation Day, so I personally drew this diagram for easier understanding of Foundation Day. So please don't misunderstand this diagram. It's only to help you understand. So don't think, how dare you draw, you know, a diagram like this. Just understand it's to help you. Don't try to, you know, judge whether it's right or not. Just I'm just hoping that it will be helpful. So don't judge me on this. So here, look carefully. So this is God here, God of night. And it's Adam, true father, and Eve, true mother. So God of day. So when they marry, God comes down vertically, and three of them become one. That's union here, which is God of night and day. And when they make love, the result of their love, the result of their absolute sex, you have sons and daughters. These children, are as a result, are sons and daughters resulting from the union of God, Adam, and Eve. So in order to explain that, this diagram might be helpful. So up to here, it's origin, division, union, action, and from here, it's four-position foundation. Is this helpful? So think, God Al must have been impatient to, you know, help me draw this diagram. So I'm very, very happy. So after drawing this diagram, for 1 week I couldn't sleep because I was so happy. And I'm also very, very happy today that I can share this and deliver this. So you can understand, right? So Original Division Union Action plus Poor Position Foundation. So on Foundation Day, we are reborn in this position here. So true father and true mother and God become one, union. And through their absolute sex, the substantial trinity is achieved and they give rebirth to us. So in order to give rebirth to us in this position, True Father and True Mother have gone through a lot of suffering. So first, who is the person, the children born here in the first, for the first time? 국진님 and 형진님. Who are they? 형진님's couple, 국진님's couple. They became one as Cain and Abel and were reborn in this position. And as a result of that, we too, on Foundation Day, can be reborn in this position. You have to know this clearly. So True Father told President Hyeongjin-mun to, you know, put everything aside for now and then follow me to attend him. And President Hyeongjin-mun said, yes, I will. And he followed two parents around, attending them. And through that, this proclamation was possible. So this is the first time I'm saying this. So even when I gave a lecture in Cheonbokgung, I wasn't able to say this. Why? But because of all the foundation of giving all the lectures previously, you can understand this. But if I explain this diagram without any previous, you know, foundation, it's people misunderstand. And you know, for me, this is also the first time to explain in depth this diagram. So I am also very, very happy that I can say this. So I think diagrams are easy to explain than long explanations. So this, so blessed families and parents of heaven, earth, and humankind, in that relationship, everyone has to become parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. So here, this is true family. So this is the Cain type heavenly family. Oh no, Abel type Cain family. And this is, so you have God, responsibility 95%, Adam and Eve 5%, and children, there's 100% were fulfilled. So heavenly family has already been completed. In this position, Hyeongjin-nim and Guk-jin-nim's family are there. So I'm explaining this clearly now. I feel really relieved. So this 100%, when this applies to blessed families, us, so true parents are here at the top. It's God of night and day. Their responsibility is 96%. And our responsibility, blessed families, husband and wife, our responsibility is 4%. And then combined is 100%. And of course, you have to give birth to and bless three children, minimum. So we have entered this kind of era. So what kind of what diagram is this? This is in the place of completion of restoration. Before the fall in the Garden of Eden, this is what God wanted to achieve through Adam and Eve. And this diagram, which represents that, can start being applied to us as well. So we are very grateful to true parents. So free ideal world and God's holy wedding. So God's purpose of creation. So the conclusion is that God embodies Adam and Eve. Why? Because it's a place of completion of restoration. So before that place, God embodies Adam. But after that, it's God embodies Adam and Eve's body. And from here, there is equality between men and women. So God meets and marries substantial wife Eve. So Adam's marriage is God's marriage. And God multiplies direct children and completes the heavenly family. And 1, 2, 3 are already done. And 4, heavenly nation, is created through the expansion of heavenly family. When is this number 4? It's through the re-blessing on Foundation Day. So 1, 2, 3 is already finished. Even though Father is in the hospital now, he has completed everything that he had to. So next, it's God's holy wedding and era of Chonilgo Association. So I said this many times. Pledge number 5, family pledge. It's the age of the association to connect the spirit world and the physical world. Family pledge number 8, age of association to unite God and human beings in true love. And what is that? That's the era of parent of heaven and earth. And through, so again, God's wedding and wedding of true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind is a place of completion of restoration. If we cannot understand this concept, you know, we can't, it becomes difficult to understand on Foundation Day and the re-blessing, even though maybe not 100%, we should understand at least what that place is. So heavenly nation, the creation of a heavenly nation, what is the heavenly nation in the heavenly creation ceremony of heavenly nation? So heavenly nation, again, is created centering on heavenly family, which is heavenly couple, heavenly parents, and heavenly children. So heavenly nation, it's two things, heavenly family, blessed family, Cain and Abel. And that heavenly nation is the free ideal world centered on heavenly family. More on this topic tomorrow. So as citizens, Chonilguk citizens, right and duty. As Chonilguk citizens, we have rights and also duties. So these specific things, I'll skip the specifics. You can read it yourself later. And the specific duties, when it comes down from headquarters, then you can follow that. So here, portion of responsibility for the completion of family is 4%. And the core of that is absolute sex, true love, awareness for others, and absolute value. And that's why we write the Heavenly Family Daily Report, which I mentioned previously. It's a portion of responsibility for free ideal world, kingdom of the peaceful ideal world. So you can just read this. So conclusion, we have to achieve the heavenly nation, so we have to be strong. So heavenly family have to be stronger than the secular world families. Physically, spiritually, economically, and in terms of intelligence, we have to be stronger. And that's because that's how we can digest them. That's how we can love them. What is love? True love is giving what the other person wants, making what the other person wants, and being able to give it. So for Abel has to be strong. That means that Abel has to have the ability to make and give what the Cain wants. So even before, we have to work harder, and we have to make a lot of money too. We have to study harder, we have to exercise harder, and we have to grow our political influence. Why? In order to save the Cain, in order to love Cain, in order to give more to Cain, to give even better things. So we have to live harder. So that's what it means to become stronger us. So conclusion, so Foundation Day is not too far away. On Foundation Day after God's wedding, from God, we will directly receive a re-blessing. And as a result of that, who are we? I am God's direct son or daughter. I am God's blessed family who received blessing directly from God. Who am I? I am God's holy temple. Sorry, it's I am. So I am God's holy temple. So why is holy temple a holy temple? Because God comes and lives together, and that's why it's holy temple. So where God is, so no matter how good of a house you have, God is not there, it's not a holy temple. And God is in me, and I am in God. Then how should I live? Everything, you know, we have to be careful with everything. If you think that I am God, you know, God is in me, and I am in God, you can always ask questions. Whenever we face problems, we can ask God, what should I do? We should always ask questions and listen to God's answer. And we can receive that answer through 훈독회 or Father's words, or through prayer and 정성, we can have a realization. And our liberated ancestors, our liberated and blessed ancestors, also we have to converse with them and grow our spiritual senses. Because my body is God's body, we have to be healthy. So I'm not good at, you know, taking care of my body, but we have to take care of our body and health. So whenever God commands, in conclusion, when God gives command, I have to act without condition. Without condition.
Without any question.
So this is the core. In compared to the grace that we received, what we can return to God and to parents is very small. So we have to remember how much we receive from God. So lastly, 1997, September 14th, Father gave these words. That was the title, Believe in True Parents, Know True Parents, Live Together with True Parents, Become One with True Family, Centering on Love, Oneness in True Love, and Start Life in Kingdom of Heaven on Earth and Heaven in Heaven. This is the conclusion. So again, True Parents have invited us to let's live together. In the place of completion of restoration, in the Garden of Eden, of the original creation. So we have to go there and live attending them. The principle of attendance is awareness for others. And we have to only hear God's sound. All other sounds, voices aside from God's sound, are rumors, kind of. They sound more enticing, they sound nicer, Satan's sound sounds nicer. Why? Because Satan's sound always guarantees our personal benefit. That is why that sounds, you know, it's more tempting and sounds good to your ears. But God's sound always emphasizes the principle, and so it's difficult. And sometimes you want to, you know, avoid hearing it. But we have to listen to only God's sound and determine to act. This is a time when we need that determination more than anything else. And that place is where there's one tradition, one blood lineage, and one resemblance. And with that, we can attend two parents and live together. So where is heaven? Heaven is where God is. Where is heaven? It's where two parents are. So if two parents go to hell, then we have to also go to hell and live there, and then it'll be heaven. So without two parents, no matter, you know, good house we live in, good food we have, good car we ride, it's hell. We have to understand, we have to determine that we will only live inside true parents. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. We are really truly grateful. This time, we studied about Foundation Day and four-dimensional registration with that topic. We realized that Foundation Day, even when we just hear the word Foundation Day, our hearts start beating. It's a day, it's a very valuable day that we can only receive with that kind of attitude. So although we do not know very well, true father and true mother have already went to that place. And President Hyung Jin-moon's family, Kuk Jin-nim's family, their two families, according to true parents' will, they've accomplished four-position foundation, and because they participated in that, the four-dimensional registration has been already finished, and we too can also enter that. We are truly grateful. True Father, we are truly grateful. And True Mother, we are truly grateful. And President Hyung Jin-moon's family, we are truly grateful. Kuk Jin-nim's family, we're also very grateful. On that foundation, we can register as Heavenly Family as well. So we are very grateful. And for the rest, for the remaining life, we will try to fulfill our 4% and accomplish it for you. In order to pioneer this way, true parents have walked the way of blood, sweat, and tears. True Father and True Mother, please help them recover their health. And they have declared a Foundation Day, and they have opened the doors to Foundation Day. And this is the last, when they can receive, harvest the fruits of Foundation Day. God also, through true parents, don't you want to meet Foundation Day through true parents? So Almighty, Omnipotent true parents, please give the power to recover and the cure to true parents. And so that true parents can lead the providence, lead in meeting the Foundation Day. I pray and report this in my name, Taekyung-ho, Blessed Central Family.